doesn't matter. Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and man, we got a lot to go on this morning here on the show. We'll hook you up around, what time? 8:10, 7:10 Central with a $100 Amazon gift card, thanks to our friends at the CW. Then at 8:30, yes. 7:30 Central, Maroon 5 tickets, plus you're qualified for a chance to see them anywhere in the U.S. If they got a show there, we will send you there. So
yeah, here's the thing. We love you for listening, so we want to spoil you, and this is how we do it. By bribing you with concert tickets and gift cards. Woohoo!
So I have to say, I love my mom, Melissa. She's the best. But she freaks me out when I get stuff like this. I guess I should have expected it. Today is my birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Joseph. Yeah!
Thank you. But this morning, I wake up to a text message, and it's really basic, which that's not the concerning part. Let's see, what did mom say? She says, happy birthday, Joey. Love ya, mom. So that's cool. Once again, it was at 12:05 a.m. I was sleeping, so that's cool.
Okay.
But the voicemail my mom left me, I just listened to it. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
All right. I need silence, please. If you're in your near your radio or in your car or anywhere.
Silence.
I need you to turn this up and listen to this. This is a Melissa, Joe Pesh's mom, exclusive.
1985, my little boy Joey was born alive. Now I can't sing and I can't rap. Oh, snap. I guess it's the end. Happy birthday.
So, boom!
That's awesome!
You wonder, how did I get my Friday freestyle ability?
Yeah.
Genetics.
Yes, she is. She's got flow. Mama Joe's got flow.
I was worried. I'm like, I hope she's not going to swear. But we're cool.
Happy birthday. How old are you?
I am 34.
Do you feel different?
I don't. And this isn't saying it is. I don't know why. I just feel like 34 is so old, I guess, at least for the things I want to accomplish in my life and do.
It is not.
No, I know. I know. I'm just saying that's how I feel. Like, I can't believe I finally have got a house. I don't know if I ever thought I was going to get one, but that's pretty cool. But I feel, I don't know. It's just, yeah, it's weird. I don't feel 34. I still feel like I'm 25.
I gotta
tell
you, if
that makes sense.
Bethers just DM'd us and said, today is my husband's birthday as well. Happy birthday, Joe.
What? I'm not married to you, Bethers. Well, that's awesome. A lot of birthdays today. So
happy birthday. We have prezzies that we want to give you. We're going to spoil you today. It's your special day.
Speaking of that, intern Chloe Money, like, you didn't hear it, Mackenzie, but she said, are you okay, Chloe?
Yeah, I'm fine.
She comes in apologizing to me. I'm like, what did you do?
Well, I bought you a bang for your birthday.
Oh,
thank you.
So sweet. And I love how she says that, by the way.
I'm definitely sure it's the wrong flavor.
Well, then get out of here.
He's not picky with his bangs.
No, so I'll bang
he'll
anything.
He'll take them. Yeah,
I remember
any way
the last
you can get.
Time it was like Blue Raz or something like that.
I feel like, is that your favorite?
Blue Raz is probably one of the fave. Mm-hmm. I like the green or the sour apple.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good.
This was literally the only one at the gas station near my house. So.
What flavor is it? I kind of want to be surprised now to know what it is.
Cotton candy.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love cotton candy.
I've actually that's one of my favorites.
I've never had it. Okay, we'll do like Lady and the Tramp. I'll get two straws. We'll
I love
enjoy
it.
No, thank you, intern Chloe Money. I appreciate
that.
That was was so thoughtful. Do you want your Prezi for me or you want to wait? I feel like we should wait.
We can wait.
We want to sprinkle you with goodness.
Okay, we can do it. When we have time, we will sprinkle away, but you better not hold back on the sprinkles.
Okay.
I want to get sprinkled on. So how was your day yesterday?
Mine was, it was so good. So I got a great workout in with my hot trainer, Tyler.
I saw him do, was he working on your legs or your butt? What was he doing?
A little of both.
Okay. No wonder you're so happy.
Yeah, so it was really good. So I needed that. And then I ran errands. I did not make it to the grocery store. Still have no food. Because it was raining and stuff. And I was like, So what else did I do? I don't even know.
That's a blur.
Yeah, it was one of those days. But I did get a lot accomplished. And you know what? It was really cool. I just talked to a bunch of people. Oh, I have breaking news on the Santa front. Since she's not awake, I can talk about this. Okay. My little Lulu wanted a chinchilla.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, because I was like, I don't know about chinchillas. I don't want any animals.
Breaking news.
She's like, I want one, Mommy. She calls me last night because she's with her dad right now. She's like, Mommy, tell Santa I do not want a chinchilla anymore.
What? Why?
Yeah.
Because I just researched and found out they are nocturnal. And I was like, phew! Because I was looking into all these things about the, and I was going to get their little, I was going to ask Santa to get all the house and blah, blah, blah. And I was like a big thing, and now she's not.
Yeah, you were going to do the whole nine yards.
I was going to go.
She was fully committed
yesterday.
Like a
chinchilla village.
Yes, and I was like, are you sure?
Welcome to chinchilla
village. And then I was thinking, that I was researching, these things live 10 years plus. So this is like a commitment. This is not like a 1 year go. You know, it's like they live
this thing's
a long
going
time.
To college with
yeah.
the kid.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, Lulu. So you tell Santa that you're crossing off chinchilla from the list. So, phew.
How happy are you that she found out before you found out that thing's nocturnal? Could you imagine? You're trying to go to bed. You got to get up in like 3 hours in the day. And he's like, hey, play with me.
Especially when, it would be with me because she's like half with me and half with her dad. So it's like I would be the besties with this chinchilla. So, anywho. Dodged a bullet.
Well, that's a blessing. There we go. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? How was your day yesterday?
So I was supposed to go into my second job yesterday right after this, and I ended up texting my boss and being like, look, I am so depleted. I have no energy because I felt a lot better, during the show yesterday. Clearly, you can hear my voice. I've got a pretty bad cold. But then at the, when we were leaving yesterday around noon, I felt so sick. So I just went home. I had some soup. I took like a 3.5 hour nap.
Nice.
Yes. And I just honestly got a ton of rest, which is exactly what I need right now. So it was good. I mean, I didn't really get a lot done, but I needed to definitely take some time to rest.
Yeah. And I think you'll feel 100 times better. Like I said, I don't know if you're necessarily sick, but you doing this, we're going to find out more about it. This boot camp certification you've been trying to do, when you exert yourself, exercise physically, like you were doing over the past few days, anybody would be just exhausted.
Yes.
But your systems are just like running low.
I feel look at all of us now. We're just exhausted. I just feel like sleep is so important.
I know. It really is. And you know what? I will tell you what. I'll get more into it kind of with the when we talk about the whole boot camp thing, but I was waking up 3 hours later than I do for our job, and those 3 extra hours gave me life.
Oh, 100%.
Life. Yes. Oh my gosh.
All right, for my birthday wish number one, I wish to start the show in an hour from now. So we're going to take a brief nap. Mackenzie,
could you imagine? That'd be great.
It would be amazing. We got a lot to get to. Of course, the tea is right on deck. What are you working on this morning for
Ooh,
that?
Ooh, Lizzo has a new crushy crush. And Gwyneth Paltrow wants to give you one of these for the holidays.
Ooh, I can't wait to open it up.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time. We're jumping into it. Yesterday, we broke the sad news that rapper Juice WRLD had died. He passed away at the age of 21. He had a medical emergency at Midway International Airport in Chicago. He had a seizure while walking through the airport. He was bleeding from his mouth. Paramedics rushed to the scene. He was declared dead at 3 a.m. yesterday. Now, two interesting things have surfaced. Police confiscated drugs, guns, amongst other things. From his luggage and from his where he lived, basically. So okay. Now they're saying it was possibly an overdose, but he had tons of drugs. Also, this is really interesting. One of his songs, Too Soon, What did you say? Like, the EP was called Legends, apparently, but he was talking about the 27 Club. And if you think about the 27 Club, it's like all artists that have passed away at the age of 27. So who do we have? Kurt Cobain,
Amy Winehouse, Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, but it was just very ironic that he had mentioned that as well. So, I mean, some are saying, oh my gosh, he was prefacing that he was going to pass away. So it's just a sad tragedy altogether. But kids, don't do drugs, because I think people forget you will die and you can, your life is so precious.
Yeah, I mean, that guy, who knows what his career could have been? He really blew up the past year or two.
I know. So we'll keep you updated on Juice WRLD. Moving on to something a lot more lighthearted, Lizzo. Okay, she is all over the news, first of all, for going to an NBA game and flashing her thong. And we'll get to that later in on the show. But here's the thing. She's got a new crushy crush, which is why she was at the game in the first place.
Let me tell you something. Both teams are great. I'm personally cheering for number 32.
Karl Anthony Towns?
Mm-hmm.
That's your guy?
That's my baby.
Okay. You know him?
Nope.
Not yet.
New man on the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yes, honey. So that's our new crushy crush, Karl Anthony Towns. I wonder. I'm sure they will become a couple. Who would I want to go with Lizzo?
I don't know, but be careful. If you say no, she'll kick your butt.
That's true. I like it, though. She sees what she wants and she goes after it. OMG. Get ready. New Kids on the Block. Okay, here's the thing. Not yet are they doing a Las Vegas residency, says Joey McIntyre.
Yeah, I mean, Vegas has definitely, you know, come up a lot, yeah. But you know, when you can still play arenas, it's pretty cool. So that's kind of what we've. I'm just saying, I'm giving you the truth. I think someday we'll hit Vegas for
someday.
Sure.
Okay, that's good to know. Also, though, they are keeping up with their cruise. They go on this annual fan cruise in April. Joey says it's happening.
It's 4 nights and 5 days of nonstop craziness, and we're all dead. Everybody goes home dead, and we somehow do it again the next year.
I wonder how many women have been on that cruise every single time. Joey!
Oh my gosh! Joey! Here's the thing, like those, like I went to the package tour with like all boy bands of the past, and I tell you, women went crazy, like throwing their undies on stage. I'm talking to like 50-year-old women were going crazy, 40-year-old women for New Kids on the Block. I mean, of all ages, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. 50s, so I can't imagine.
Probably granny panties going up, and they're like, watch out! It's a tent.
But when they're on that cruise, it's funny because they cannot escape. I mean, they have security, but I mean, you get riled up fans.
You're on a boat. Good luck.
But those things sell out every single year, so they're doing something right. Also doing something right, Gwyneth Paltrow. That's right. Gwyneth, her new Goop commercial is a little controversial, but hey, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
The holidays are work, so don't be afraid to ask for help with lighting, food, style, and hair. And find your favorite look, or 11 of them, and get super high. In your heels, of course. Do something for others. But don't forget about number one. Yes, that is a vibrator. Happy.
So she has shaky things that
make
ladies happy within like all the other hoity-toity things for Christmas stockings.
All right. Finally, something we could all use. Thank you, Gwyneth Paltrow. There you go. So Liv the Web Girl, she was off last week, obviously burning up some vacation, but she was in boot camp. Like, what does that even mean? We're going to check in with her and find out. And I think she has an update, too. I don't know if, like, she's in the Army or
she's
the Navy.
She's like G.I. Jane.
Yeah, I don't know what the whole deal is. But that's coming up in about 9 minutes. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Hey, we're Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Coming up in about, I don't know, 10 minutes. We'll get into Joe's Need to Know News. Then right after that, it's Song of the Day. And since it's my birthday, I guess we can do songs about birthdays. Kind of very interesting category.
Happy birthday, Joe. What? Do you feel a year older? Do you feel different?
This birthday snuck up on me. And I know everybody says this, as you get older, life moves faster. But I'll tell you what. Holy crap. Life is moving faster and faster and faster.
It does.
Then we're all dead.
Okay.
So that goes
I'm
to
kidding.
Show you have to live it up. Like, stop waiting to do all the things you want to do, because you're going to look back and you're not going to have any time to do them.
All right. Well, I know this is very interesting. Our very own Live the Web girl was off last week. Now we have vacation days we all have to burn up, so she was off for that. But you also were in a boot camp. Like, what are you doing? Are you going to be a Marine? Are you going to be like a sailor?
Not that type of boot
that
camp.
That would be awesome, though. If she's a Marine, that would be so
kidding.
I mean, that would be amazing. I commend them. I just don't have it in me for that. But I was at a boot camp to do training to become a cycle bar instructor, what they call a cycle star. So that's what they call it.
You're a cycle star.
Yeah.
You really know who
you are. Mm-hmm. Whatever that song is. Anyways, so what Cycle Bar is, it's like a premium indoor cycling studio. So it's like a workout, obviously, on a bike.
Okay.
And the training is like really intense. And I didn't realize it was going to be that intense. We were in every single morning at 8 a.m. And we were there until like in between 5 to 6. So some days we got off at 5, some days we got off at 6. The last day I was there for 11 hours. I was there until 7 p.m. And I was on a bike the whole time.
Wait, you weren't just like working. You actually had to like work out.
Yes, we were literally working out the entire time. So I thought it was going to be a lot more of information.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be like, you know, every hour we get a break or so. No. Like I was on a bike from 8 a.m. to 1:30 the very first day. I did not get off that bike until 1:30 p.m. And then we had lunch. And then right after lunch, which we were talking all the way through, we were right back on those bikes. So it was crazy. It was one of the most physically challenging things I've ever done in my life. I think probably besides giving birth, like besides childbirth, that will probably be the most physical thing I ever take on.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't compare childbirth to anything.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know childbirth is like absolutely, yeah, but
that's like
I
next
think,
level.
Yes, and I think like honestly, in my life, I think like besides childbirth, that'll be the most physically demanding
so
thing
what
I ever
do. Doing just like learning different routines and stuff, or just like testing to see how long you can go.
It's about endurance. So they,
right.
So the reason why you are on a bike all day is because they want to see how your endurance is. But it's also about form. Like your form has to be perfect. And there's 12 components that just go into form alone.
Sure.
Like your knees, your butt, your core, if you're swaying, your arms, if you're lifted, if your chest is back, your shoulders.
Like, I thought you just had to like sit on the bike
up. There's a lot that goes into just form. And then besides that, like you have to be on the beat. So whatever song plays, whatever song they turn on, you have to be on the beat the entire time.
Okay, I'm out.
So there's just a lot of different components that all go into it. So they're testing all of it. And they're testing also like your knowledge. Like when you are climbing a hill, there's certain things you have to do on the bike. So it's just crazy. And it is emotionally draining.
I feel like you should try to be, I don't know how much cycle bar instructors make, but with all this intense training, you should try to be like a virtual like Peloton. You should be, because like the high ups in virtual training that go national, they make bank. I was like, if you're putting all this blood, sweat, and tears, I don't know what you make on like a local level, but like you should really try to take this huge if you really want to dedicate your life to it.
Right. And like, I really do like love it. And it isn't just like a hobby for me. Like I've always, my entire life, wanted to be a fitness instructor because fitness has always been important to me ever since I was even in high school. And so I finally just had the courage and the confidence to do this. Like if you asked me 5 years ago, I would be like, absolutely not. I would not survive. I could not do it. I just wouldn't have the confidence to kind of get up there and like take charge of a room and lead like an intense workout. And it was just emotionally draining too, because we had a master instructor fly out from Denver who is like been like gone through all of the ranks of cycle bar, and she tore us down the first day, like absolutely tore us down, like was like, this is everything you're doing wrong, like wasn't really telling you anything you were doing right. And it was just the most stressful like 4 days. It was so stressful, it was so fast paced, it was so physically demanding that like on Friday, I was like bawling, crying, and not everyone made it through.
Can people do this as a full-time job? Because every instructor I know is like a teacher or has another, like you, like has another job. Can you make this into a career? Because this is so much time and energy, and I think it's amazing, but I'm thinking, I mean, everyone else, can you sustain yourself?
If I wanted by just to, doing it. Yeah, so like if I wanted to like, you know, teach probably, I don't know, like 10 classes a week or something, I could do that. And also then like there's a thing as called like lead instructor. So like you're in charge of all the, you're kind of the manager of instructors and things like that.
Yeah.
And then you, if you get to a master instructor level, absolutely a full-time job.
Dang, well that's cool. We're proud of you for surviving too. And like that master instructor that came in from Denver, I'm kind of the same thing. Like when I make you cry and Mackenzie cry, I'm trying to make the show as good as I can. Okay.
Well, I have my very, very first ride this Friday at 7 p.m. at the Cycle Bar in Fishers. It's local to Indy, but I want both of you guys to come if you can. I know Friday at 7 p.m. is a very strange time.
Okay, it's my mom's birthday. Okay, so I have, but I give me your class schedule. I will totally come support you and take a class because I think that's so awesome.
And I will be there cheering you guys on my
feet. You don't want to go for your birthday, Joe? You should go for your birthday.
Yeah, Friday night. Come on.
We have our company Christmas party. I never thought I'd use it as an excuse.
Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Hey, coming up, we got Joe's Need to Know News, a recall of one of my favorite foods. Oh, no. And have you thought about giving out a passive-aggressive Christmas present?
Oh, my gosh. I want to hear what these possibly could be.
These are the top ones. You might have somebody in your life that you could do this for. So don't go anywhere. We'll play next. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. Starting out with a food recall, White Castle, my fave, has recalled packages of frozen sliders sold at Walmart and other stores across America. They fear they may be contaminated with Listeria, so hey, return them. Just gross. Be safe. I love me a slider, but be careful. An 18-year-old in Pennsylvania has claimed she was attacked by her Lyft driver after she complained about the woman's distracted driving. Now, when I normally get into a Lyft or an Uber, I feel like they have the music at a reasonable level. It's pretty chill. I've had some crazy drivers before. But this situation, this lady starts recording. Listen to how loud, first of all, the music is. I'm a man that you can trust, not just a fool in love.
Could you turn it down a little? I heard the vibration in my back.
Like, I can just feel the bass. She must have, like, a subwoofer or something
this
in there.
This was, like, my Uber on Saturday night.
Really?
I'm not even kidding. Like, one of them. I had three, but one of them, this was, like, legit how they were playing their music.
It gets out of control.
What's the matter? Because from the moment you got in this car, your energy's been off. And I'm trying to tune you out. And then you ask me, do I need directions? Like, you get the same GPS I get on my phone. I was waiting for an important phone call. No. You get the same GPS directions on your phone that I get. Okay. So I asked you, was the GPS wrong? And you said something about me taking my phone down. What does that have to do with anything? I was waiting for a phone call.
All right, that's fine.
And now you're telling me, get out. I'm not going to deal with this. From the moment you got in this car, your energy's been off. Okay. And that's not right. All right. I'm providing you a service.
I've been recording the whole time.
I don't care. I've been providing you a service.
I just feel her bass, like in my headphones. Oh my, I can feel the subwoofer, like, and I love bass. And I'm just like, I feel like as an Uber driver, I would be like, "Hello, ma'am. Hello, sir. Where can I take you?"
She's providing a service, but also that person is paying you to do that service.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you can just do it however you want. Yeah, the woman complained that the woman was distracted driving, and then she's saying that, she hit her after she got out of the car. So
she did?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so we'll actually get the video up online on Joe's Need to Know News. It's joemckenzie.com. This is interesting. I think it's, I don't know if I would do it or not, but a man in Siberia born without testicles got a transplant from his identical twin brother so he can have kids. How do we feel
so
about this one?
So the brother didn't need him?
No. Here's what happened.
I'm good.
Take them. My wife already has them, but now you can. The six-hour operation was only the third of its kind performed by an international team of surgeons, including an expert from Boston who flew overseas to help out. The man will now be able to have children of his own because the twins are identical. I guess his brother gave him one.
Okay.
Because that's all
that
you need.
That makes more sense.
You just need one.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but couldn't he just donate the stuff inside?
Right.
Without having to snippy snip? I'm sorry. That scares me.
He went the extra mile for his bro.
He did.
I'm dumbfounded. Would you do that? Would you give up one of your balls for your brother?
Hi, I'm Joe for Balls for Your Bro.
We're recording this, Joe. We're going to send it to your brother. Would you?
No, I love you, Bob. But if you got a problem with your stuff, sorry, man.
Would you let him use your stuff to make a baby?
No, I mean, if he wanted me to, like, to get his wife pregnant, I would help out with that. But like,
oh,
I'm not.
Ow, that's so weird.
But I'm not gonna like give him my gonads.
Your juice.
My huevos rancheros.
What about your juice? That's what we're asking.
Nope.
But you would sleep with your brother's wife.
If, your sister-in-law.
If asked.
That's
all right.
So weird.
Sorry.
Okay, weirdo.
Next time on Jerry Springer.
Sorry, I care about family. My bad for having a heart. And finally, 1 in 5 people are planning to give a passive-aggressive take-the-hint gift this year. According to a new survey, those things include things like perfume, a cookbook, a self-help book, and exercise equipment, or like a gym membership, something like that.
No, I don't think any of these are passive-aggressive. Like, have someone's into that stuff?
It depends, Mackenzie. For example, if I was just a big fatty, which I am, but I didn't want to do anything about it, and I never talk about wanting to lose weight, like the whole show's like, hey, Joe, guess what we got you? We got you a gym membership!
It's like yesterday we were talking about possibly inviting Porkchop to come to this financial seminar.
Oh, God, stop
about
it.
About smart finances. It's the same
guess
exact
what we
thing.
Got you. We got you a financial seminar to help you with your finances.
What would you guys get thing. Me passive-aggressively?
Passive-aggressively? I don't know.
Ooh. It's hard because you think of like every person, like what would you get them passive-aggressively?
What would you guys get me passive-aggressively?
Oh, for Liv? I would get Liv a planner, a clock, another clock. I think that's what I would get her.
This is Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Hey, Song of the Day is coming up after Post Malone and Young Thug. The category, it is birthday songs because, well, today is my birthday.
Happy birthday! Woo!
Get ready to vote. You're going to text the word song to 52140. We will present our songs next. Song of the Day. Song of the Day, Song of the Day, Song of the Day, it's the song of the Day. Today's category are songs about birthdays because today is my birthday. Hey!
Oh, yes, happy birthday, Joey.
Happy 22, baby! Yeah! All right, the category has been done. Now it's time for the fun. We will go around the room and see who's got the best birthday song. And then you can text in song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. By the way, save that number, maybe just as J-A-M, like Joe McKenzie, 52140, because you can use that for a lot of things. We'll tell you about that later in the show. Liv the Web Girl, let's kick it off with you. What song did you pick about birthdays?
Okay, so I went with kind of like a newer birthday song. Anytime I think of the word birthday, this is exactly the song I think of. It's super good.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for, yeah. And how I come up with this up in the studio, yeah. All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl, yeah. All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl.
True!
I mean, you can't knock it hype on that.
2 Chainz birthday song. I like that song. That's a good one. I wouldn't be mad if that played on my birthday. Mackenzie, what song did you go with?
Okay, so we're going to get a little sexy for your big birthday. You could take the swag home to your beautiful wife, Lindsay. I went with Rihanna, Birthday Cake.
It's not even my birthday.
Most repetitive thing, but I love that, like that part with the music. Then like cake, 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 cake.
I mean, you guys could make a baby for your birthday tonight. Woo!
Well, if you could talk to my wife about that,
vote for Mackenzie. Let's hear some Rihanna.
All right, intern Chloe Money. I assume you went with a Beatles song or something.
No, there is a Beatles song about a birthday.
You say
though.
It's your birthday.
Da, 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 da.
Instead, I went with a bop by Selena Gomez called Birthday.
Tell them that it's my birthday when I party like that. Every night's my birthday. They don't know, so it's okay. Tell them that it's my birthday when I party like that.
Hey.
Fun! I like that one.
Mm-hmm. All right, that is a good one. Kind of disappointed we didn't have a Beatles reference, but it's cool. And for myself, Joe, it is my birthday, so obviously I should win this category easily, even with the word song. But I would like you to text song to 52140 to vote for me. I went with the up-tempo version of Jeremiah. It's called Birthday Sex, and here's a little sample.
Girl, you know I, girl, sex, birthday sex.
Now, I want to throw it out there. Hopefully, my wife's not listening. I actually turned down some this morning. It was just...
What? Wait, this morning? We get up at like 3, 3.30. What time are you talking?
Like 1 a.m.
So, really last night-ish.
No,
I mean, it
was this morning. It was my birthday.
Wow, so she woke you up?
And you turned it down.
It was like, hey, baby?
I told her, later after dinner. No, I just said, I go back to bed. No, I feel terrible.
Are you serious?
You, Mackenzie, don't you get tired?
Yes, but I mean, it's your
you
birthday.
You gotta spice it up every once in a while, Joe. Well, it's not like this is a regular every night thing.
Okay, well then, hey, I need you to bring the spice into my life. I need you to vote. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Song of the day. The results are now being calculated by Liv the Web Girl holding thing down. Producer Pork Chop either doesn't like me or he wants to use his vacation days, but he's not here today. I want to give you a brief recap of all the songs that you could have chose today. The category songs about birthdays. We, of course, had Liv the Web Girl. She went with 2 Chainz' birthday song.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl.
Yeah, I agree. Then we had Mackenzie with Rihanna birthday cake.
He want that cake.
Okay, then we had this morning intern Chloe Money went with Selena Gomez birthday.
Every night's my birthday.
And myself, Joe, I went with Jeremiah, birthday sex.
Birthday sex, birthday sex.
Which, if you didn't hear, love my wife, Lindsay. I actually turned her down this morning around 1 o'clock. I was like, oh, I got to get up early tomorrow. Thanks. We'll do it after the show. So maybe we will.
I cannot believe you did that.
Hey, good morning, Joe McKenzie.
I just want to say happy birthday. And I have to say, I'm surprised nobody picked the song, It's My Birthday and I'll Cry If I Want To.
Oh, that is a good one. What's your name?
Brittany.
Hey, which song are you voting for?
I think I'm going to vote for Birthday Sex.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, happy birthday, Joe. Good
thank
morning,
you.
Y'all.
Hey, babe. It's
Emily.
Emily.
What up? Woo. What song are you voting for?
Okay, first of all, shame on you for turning down the wife. Come on now.
Right?
1 o'clock in the morning is not too early. And I'm voting for your song, regardless.
Thank you. Now I totally am going to have birthday pancakes with her.
Good
thank
job.
Thank
have fun.
You.
See y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
Good morning, Joe McKenzie.
Good morning, guys. Happy birthday, Joe. You're crazy. Why would you turn down birthday
right?
Nookie?
Okay.
Why would he?
Birthday Nookie. Joe, you're crazy. Hey, I voted for McKenzie. I have to tell you,
yes!
I woke up late this morning. I'm on my way to work. And when I got in from warming up my car, I turned up the radio. I was literally turning on the street, and it was like, cake. I was
cake,
like, yes,
cake,
boy.
Cake. Yes, honey. Yes.
Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
Love you. Bye.
All right. We appreciate all those votes, and I understand.
Hope.
I understand.
I don't know. I mean, I want to win, but I also hope you win for your birthday.
How bad would it be if I came in last place today for my own birthday?
That would actually be hilarious. I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll see.
All right. The calculations. Are in. Live the Web Girl.
Alrighty, the theme today was birthday for Joe, just for him. And I've got the results here. Coming in last place with just 10%, intern Chloe.
That was a cute song, Chloe Money.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love that one by Selena Gomez. Now coming in third place with just 11%. So just 1% above fourth place is me, Liv, with
wow.
the 2 Chainz song.
Because here's the thing. I was going to pick that song, but Liv beat me to it. And somebody is like, why didn't you guys go with In the Club? That song already won, by the way. It's hard when you have a category
yes.
and there's a fire song that has already won. We can't reuse the
here's
song.
Here's the thing. Everyone wants to get sexy because there were 2 remaining songs. Pretty fiery and
pretty
saucy.
Hot.
Why are you
yes.
looking at me like that, Mackenzie? Now I feel awkward.
So coming in third place with 30% of the votes, which means the winner got 46%.
What?
Won by 16. Third place, 30%. Mackenzie.
I mean, rightly so. The birthday boy
is the winner.
Yay. You should win on your birthday.
Yay. All right. Now, does this mean that I have to hook up with my wife tonight?
Yes.
Yes, you can't turn her down twice. I can't even believe you turned her down this morning.
It was 1 in the morning. I get up at like 3:30.
Dude, you know how many dudes would kill for their wife to be like at 1 a.m.?
It's different when you're married.
I've been married.
All right, well, here's the song voted on by you. Song of the day. Songs about birthdays. Thank you. Hey, thank you for that song of the day win today. We appreciate it. It is my birthday. So, yeah, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Tomorrow, we're going to do songs dedicated to your mom. I mean, I got a cool mom. This is a voicemail that I woke up to this morning.
1985, my little boy Joey was born alive. Now I can't sing and I can't rap. Oh, snap. I guess it's the end. Happy birthday.
Now that had to have made you smile this morning.
I was, because I gotta be honest, and I shouldn't be angry about this, because when somebody's gone, you know, you can't get a birthday call from them. You know, like, my dad passed away a while ago. I'd love for a call, but my mom called me at like 12:10 in the morning. I'm like,
she was like
trying to
sleep.
She
was waiting for the time you were born, and she was waiting for your official birthday. That's so cute.
Yeah, I love her. So that is a wonderful thing. So tomorrow, songs about your mom. This is a situation, as a guy, I feel really perplexed. I don't know, as you ladies, what you do. 833-563-2539. If you could call in real quick and give us some advice, what you've done, maybe if it's backfired too, so we don't do that. But when you're not sure about someone's size, like let's say for clothing, like a t-shirt or a hoodie, or maybe it's a man. My wife asked the other day, hey, what size jeans are you wearing now? Because my weight's been fluctuating. Do you go too small when you order? Or do you go too big? My thought as a dude, whether the woman is petite or she's a bigger girl, curvy, you go with bigger is better.
You do?
Mackenzie, let's say I'll do my wife, for example.
Okay.
My wife's her biggest critic, and I hate that because I think she's beautiful.
She
I think she's
is.
Great. She put on some like wedding weight, as she calls it. We both have because, well, like, you know, it's just different as you get older. But I don't know her exact sizes, and if I was going to buy her something, I would, let's say she was a medium, I would get a large just to be safe. I didn't know. If I get her a small and she is like a sausage packed into casing, she's going to kill me. She's going to feel so bad about herself and just like, I'm so fat, I'm so ugly, which she's not. So I just assume as a dude, you always go bigger, right? Or is that insulting to women?
Let me recommend this, because I worked at Victoria's Secret for many, many years, like on the side when I was in college. And the men would come in and have no freaking clue. Go snooping. So if you're a man and you need to go look at her jean or look at her drawer. Go look at her. If you're going to get some undergarments, look at the sizes. That's all you have to do. And then you'll know what size she is. Like, guys are like really pretty clueless. Like, oh, she's a ball. So I'd be like, apples. Or grapefruits. I mean, like to size her up when they were trying to buy bras and stuff.
Melons.
Because they never knew what size. That's an interesting point. I get what you're saying, Joe, because you go larger so she doesn't feel insecure if you get her a smaller size, that she has to go bigger. I guess it would be better to go to the store and be like, ooh, I need a smaller size. I'm not, because I'm teenier. But I could see the vice versa. Maybe she's like, you thought I was a large, when she's like a medium. And we're not saying any size is better than another.
No, it's just, I just, in my head as a dude, I assume I get Liv the Web Girl a Christmas present, okay? Not that I'd probably be getting
your
clothing.
Yeah, like what size do you think Liv is? Like, what would you guess?
Like, we're doing like small, medium, large, like that?
Yeah.
I would assume
there's like three to choose from.
I would assume you're a small.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like how the fit, like how what you want to get her. Like, her Snuggie's probably one size fits all.
Yeah. But Snuggie is definitely
that Snuggie would fit me. Okay. Let's go to Renee this morning at 833-563-2539. Renee, I think you heard her conversation, but for everybody else, I'm trying to figure out, is it better when you don't know the person's like clothing size, whether it's a man or a woman? Should you order it like the size you think it is, which could be too small, or should you go bigger?
If you don't know the size, like if you're, I would agree with her to go look in a closet and pick what she most wears, but I would like bigger, because then it's just more comfy. It's something to lounge in or something.
There you go. Okay, so you did a right. Good job, Joe.
Well, that's the thing. For example, Mackenzie brings up bras or something. Like, let's say I wanted to get Mackenzie a bra for Christmas.
Which would be super awkward.
Or show her about your comfort and support. Like I would, I wouldn't know what to do. So like, I can't go snoop around your closet. Like, oh, that's what size it is.
And you just don't buy that.
That would be so weird. So what everyone gets you? Well, Joe got me a new bra.
That would be so weird.
Renee, real quick.
Cringy.
Like Renee, are you there? Okay,
oh, she's
hung
out.
Up.
See how awkward that is?
She's like, this guy is weird. Bye.
No, Renee.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Okay, because I was going to see maybe like, hey, I could get like bras for the show.
No.
You would get producer Porkchop a bra. You would get intern Chloe. Like, how weird would that be?
That is an HR problem. That's an
waiting
to happen.
Can you, because probably from woman to a woman it's easier, can you ask her? Because I don't know what size intern Chloe is.
Honestly, I would not be the maddest person in the world if I received, like, a John McKenzie sports bra.
Well, see, I was here's the thing. I was thinking of putting like a bra with like my face on the left boob and McKenzie's on the right. It's a Joe McKenzie bra. If you're listening right now and you want a Joe McKenzie bra, please let your voice be heard so maybe we can start giving those away.
They're all the rage for 2020, let me tell you.
What's coming up in the tea, McKenzie?
Yes, let's get off the subject. Golden Globe nominations are in, plus Nick Cannon's diss track, Eminem Watch Out. You get to hear it in one song.
Time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time. The 77th annual Golden Globe Awards will be held on January 5th at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in L.A. Ricky Gervais will be back hosting.
He's a good host.
He's the best host. He is amazing. So nominations just came out. A lot of Netflix shows, like streaming services, led the pack. Watchmen, Game of Thrones were among some of the biggest snubs. So that was kind of shocking. J-Lo got her first nomination in like 20 years. The last time was for Selena, but she was nominated for Hustlers, and here she is.
Hi, guys. I'm just waking up, and I just heard that I got nominated for Best Supporting Actress for a Golden Globe. Oh, my God. It's been 20 years since I was nominated for Selena. I just want to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press Association for this incredible honor. I am humbled and so excited to be recognized for this role as Ramona in Hustlers. Thank you so much. And I'll see you at the Globes.
This is so cool. So she'll be taking on Margot Robbie, Laura Dern, Annette Bening, Kathy Bates, all nominated for actress in a supporting role for a motion picture.
Wow.
Okay, so some of the movies for best drama, 1917, The Irishman, taking on Joker, Marriage Story, and Two Popes.
Why do I never see any of the movies that are ever nominated?
I want to see a bunch of these before. Best Actor, Christian Bale, taking on Antonio Banderas, Adam Driver, Joaquin Phoenix, and Jonathan Pryce.
Let's do like a watch party. Like we'll all go out to the movie theater. Or we'll all like try to download it at somebody's like place.
I feel like we really need to. For animated film, Frozen 2 is against How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, Lion King, Missing Link, and Toy Story 4. So that's always like a fun category.
I haven't seen any of those movies either.
Well, Jack Black has a few Golden Globes under his belt. He is so fun. He was talking to Jimmy Kimmel about how he gets his French fans to fall in love with him.
Jennifer Lawrence at the Oscars. Remember when she was walking up the stairs to accept her Oscar and she like tripped and fell, and then America just fell in love with her. And so then at all the premieres, I just been like just like tripping on the way up the stairs on purpose, but it looks real.
Oh.
And then the French are like, oh, Jack Black, we love him more.
I love him so much. And by the way, Joe, he just had a birthday. He just turned 50.
Dang. See, I don't think Jack Black's 50. I feel like he's like my age, but way more successful.
And you're 52, so happy birthday.
Thank you. Bring on that AARP card soon.
Well, Pete Freight's a former college baseball player who's battled with Lou Gehrig's disease. Made me to him the face of ALS. Ice Bucket Challenge has passed away at the age of 34. But what a life. What a legacy. He raised more than $200 million worldwide. Did you do the Ice Bucket Challenge?
I did.
Yeah, I remember
that was
doing
a fun
it back
challenge.
In the day.
I'm proud to take the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Ice Bucket Challenge for ALS.
Oh, that was cold.
I remember that, just hearing that's a feeling. So
we need more challenges like that instead of like, challenge you to hit yourself in the head with a hamburger. Like, let's do some good ones to raise some money for really needy causes.
Yes, what an amazing man. Of course, all of our thoughts and prayers to his family and friends, and he will be remembered and missed greatly. Well, the beef continues. Nick Cannon blasting Eminem in this new diss track called The Invitation, and we have some for you now.
Number will be monitored and recorded.
Check this out, Eminem, whatever your name is, right? You know, I don't ever do no talking, but Nick is family. This is your invitation to prove to everybody else what you're about. What it takes all. Eminem for this.
All right, so
that's all I'm getting? I don't get any of the rap? I don't get any of the verse. I don't hear any. Oh, come on. I need more.
That was just a little tease. So Eminem dissed him, like, about Mariah and his baby mama, calling him, like, a little bee, a little hoe. I don't know. So the beef is going back and forth. I would not want to make Eminem mad. I feel like, I mean, but Chris, I don't know. Nick Cannon, who do you think would win in a cage fight?
Oh, a real fight? I don't know. A rap battle, Eminem would kill him.
A rap battle, real battle, Fortnite battle, whatever you want to do, Eminem's going to destroy Nick Cannon.
Oh, Eminem. I mean, he's like, and then he replied on Twitter. He's like, you mad, bro? Stop lying on my beep. I never had a chauffeur, you bougie beep. I mean, so it's not going to end nicely is what I'm saying.
Somebody has to die. All right, well, I look forward to hearing the rest of that track.
Yes. I kind of like when there's celebrity beef.
It's I did too. When everybody gets along in life, like at least for me, I'm like, boring. Where's the beef? Mackenzie, I heard, and I want to know if it's true, you got invited to a Christmas party.
I did.
Not our work party, but somebody else's.
Yeah, I got invited to a really fun Christmas party, but here's the thing. It was like the invitation, it was a first date. So I thought that's too much of a splash to go to like someone's company Christmas party. I don't know. I think it would have been fun.
See, I'm kind of torn. 833-563-2539. Mackenzie will explain more of the situation, but is a Christmas party or a holiday party a good idea or a bad idea for that first date, the first time you're actually doing something together? I don't know. I say you go all in because if you make a connection, you're there forever.
I don't know.
All right. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes. We're Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Dare Dice. We are going to be live on Instagram if you would like to watch this go down. Now, it's a little bit different today, Mackenzie, because producer Porkchop conveniently is off today and tomorrow.
He's a very smart man. Yeah, he's off until Thursday, so he cannot face the box of shame. So intern Plo Money, poor thing, she now is in on the mix.
Okay, so you lost last week and had to face the box of shame, Mackenzie. Do you want to roll first or when do you want to go?
I want to go second.
All right.
That's my lucky spot.
Then who do you want to go first today?
Who wants to go first?
I don't know.
I think I want to go first.
All right.
Okay.
Step
Let's
over.
Step it up.
Get it over with.
Live the web girl. Roll one at a time. You know how it works here. We're live on Instagram. The lowest combined number with two different dice. We roll one at a time. That's who faces the box of shame the next day. The first to roll is a five. Oh, there's a sense.
That is not bad. I'm not mad about that.
There is a sense of relief from Liv the Web Girl this morning.
Come on, I need another five at least.
Will she roll a one and have a low number of a six? Oh! Another high number.
I got a six. That's 11 total.
You should be clear. What if everybody else rolls a 12? How cool would that be?
Oh, wow. That is very lucky.
Yeah, Mackenzie.
I know Mackenzie's like,
wow.
Like,
wow.
So happy
so
for
happy
you.
For you.
Slow clap. No, that is awesome. Now I'm just like, I just want to keep up. Okay, all here's my first roll.
First roll, you need something high.
I need something high.
A four or higher would probably be a good start.
Yes.
It's a four.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Take me to your local casino.
I'm serious. Joe is so lucky. You need to take him to Vegas. All right. Joe, give me a 5 or 6 wish. Five or six wish.
I'll give you another 4.
Okay, here we go. Yeah! Yes! I mean, it's still lower than Liv, but I got a 6. So now I got a 6, a 4, I got a 10. I feel good about that.
Intern Chloe Money, are you laughing at me? Or?
I think we let Joe go now. And okay. Then intern yes, Chloe goes. Joe. Let her get a little nervous.
A birthday boy is up.
All right. Here we go. Give me those good numbers. Give me the room. Give me the rum. Give me a 6. A 4.
We're all getting high numbers
yes,
today.
Yes, all right. 4.
What was yours again? You had a
10.
6. 10. Okay. Give me a 6. Hey!
Wow, okay, so it's 10 to 10, so it'll be a roll-off.
It's 10, 10, 11. Money. It's 10, 10, 11.
Okay. If Chloe gets less than 10, it is her.
A roll. Oh, yeah.
It's her. And then it's a roll-off if not.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, I'll take that.
Okay, this is exciting.
I will certainly take that.
Okay, Chloe Money, here you go, girl.
One at a time.
I'm so scared because I've caused people to have to do Dare Dice and Box of Shame, so I feel like it's coming back to get me.
A 4. All right, if you don't roll a 6, you have to face the Box of Shame tomorrow and turn Chloe Money.
Oh, no.
You need a 6. This has never happened before. Okay.
This is so exciting. Liv is safe, so she feels good.
How you feeling, Liv? You feeling good?
All right.
I'm feeling great.
All right, Mackenzie, I believe
you're
up first.
I'm going to go second. It's my lucky time.
All right.
I'll let the birthday boy go first.
Here we go.
I'm sweating. A 3-way tie. This has never happened in
the history. That was clutch.
This has never happened in the history. A Box of Shame, a 3-way roll-off.
Her name's Clutch Money now. Here we go. Give me a good number. 5. Yes. All right. Give me another good number. Oh, another 5. We got a 10.
No!
I got another 10.
No!
It ain't going to be me. It ain't going to be Joe Pesci on his birthday. Sorry.
He is so hype right now. It's crazy. Okay.
Mackenzie, you need a big number, sister.
I thought it was safe with a 10.
I did too.
Oh, come on.
A five.
Five.
Another 5 will tie me. A 6 would definitely make sure you're safe.
Okay.
She's running in place.
Here we go.
She's doing the running man. It's a
4.
A 9. Okay. Intern Chloe Money.
I did it last week.
Intern Chloe. Oh, yeah. So Chloe's just like, fine, I'll take 2. All right.
Okay.
Chloe Money, you need to get at least a 9 to force another roll off.
Uh-huh.
If you get below that, you will face the Box of Shame tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Here's your first roll, first dice. It's a 2.
Okay.
All right. Oh, boy. I don't know how to tell you this, but mathematically, even though you rolled and got an 8.
I got a 6. This is the highest rolling Dare Dice we've ever done. She just rolled an 8. So she got an 8. I got a 9. Joe rolled a 10.
Oh, wow. So that means tomorrow, one of our favorite people in the world.
No, I feel bad because Chloe Money's awesome.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Oh, it'll be great. It'll be fun.
Oh, but you guys, there's so many bad things that you put in the box for
people
to do. I know,
but here's the thing. We can't actually put you in danger because you're not an employee.
Yes, she is. No, she is. She actually collects money from our company.
I do.
So we can do whatever we want.
All right. Well, damn. All right. Sorry, Chloe.
We're going to have her lick the pole this time, but we're going to get a waiver signed first so we can
actually put it up. No more pole licking.
Okay. Well, that's a possibility. That might get thrown back in there. We will find out tomorrow around this time here on Joe and Mackenzie. I know you probably listen to us for just the free stuff. I mean, that's why my family listens, even though they're not eligible to win anything. I have to tell them that. We have a lot of cool stuff coming up. In 10 minutes, we got your chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Thanks to our friends at the CW. In about 30 minutes, we have your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Maroon 5 when they come to town. And if you're a grand prize winner, you'll get to fly away and see them wherever you want in
the
U.S.
A great live show. So you're going to love it.
833-563-2539 is our number if you want to be part of the show this morning.
Yes, and also we cannot forget that we have a 6-year-old's birthday today, and he listens every single morning. His name is Bryce. So we just want to say happy birthday, Bryce.
Okay, one, two, three. Happy birthday, Bryce! Woo! You're six today, and you share a birthday with Joe Pesh.
Which is an amazing day. So, hey, thank you, Bryce, and your mom, Judy, both of you, for listening to the show. We really appreciate it, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and you have a good time. Just make sure you're a good kid. All right, 833-563-2539. Did anybody see Lizzo? She was trending yesterday, and it wasn't for a musical performance. It was for something else. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. So she was at the Lakers game because she's into one of the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's like her new crushy crush.
Mm-hmm.
And she made quite the impression, looking very, very sexy.
Yeah, obviously, as you were mentioning, she was talked about like what players she liked.
Let me tell you something. Both teams are great. I'm personally cheering for number 32.
Karl Anthony Towns?
Mm-hmm.
That's your guy?
That's my baby.
Okay. You know him?
Nope.
Not yet.
New man on the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Doesn't flow the same. Okay, well, the thing is not about that, but it's getting a lot of controversy here, and people are saying it was totally wrong and inappropriate. I love, a lot of the people love, how she embraces being a bigger girl and just being comfortable in your own skin, whether you're small, big, it doesn't matter. That's not the issue. The thing is, she was courtside, but even if she was in the Raptors, people are upset that she had like a thong on and kind of her pants had like cut out so you could see her like pretty much entire backside. And people are saying like, oh, you wouldn't say that if that was some skinny chick, like a little beanpole. Me personally, I disagree. I think Lizzo's got a big old booty and hey, what's up? Let's slap it. But,
wow.
But that doesn't mean you show it off in a thong at a basketball game. Like, Mackenzie, all due respect, I don't think you should be wearing a thong like that to the basketball game. I don't think Liv the Web Girl should be doing that. It's just, I think that particular thing would be inappropriate for people to see. It's still a family-friendly event. Am I wrong? And so, I'm the least prudy person in the world.
So she had, like, a black T-shirt on. I mean, she's looking gorgeous. And then she had, like, a, kind of was almost cut out. She had a black, it looked like a whale's tail, like, thong. So, and she had really, like, sexy boots on. And so she did a little twerking action. She's courtside. And there is a man she's trying to attract. Everyone was cracking up because she's just so colorful and fun and vibrant. She was having a lot of fun. Like, her energy is
off the charts.
But some parents were like, hey, put that away.
And that's what I'm wondering, too. Do people actually have a problem with that? Or is it just because of the fact that she's a bigger girl? Is that what the big issue is? Or is it just, it doesn't matter if you're big, small, whatever, that, hey, it's inappropriate for a basketball game? 833-563-2539. Hey, Stephanie, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think about Lizzo last night?
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it. Were you calling in for this? I think people were calling early for a contest. Hey, Chloe! Are people calling for the topic or to win crap? Win crap. All right. Put that on my screen so I know.
I mean, but this is Lizzo's year. I mean, she has a total of 8 Grammy nominations, which are going down January 26th. And this is just, I mean, she's just out there and, you know, she just has fun. I don't know.
No, I get having fun, but I like it once again. People are saying it's like there's trending, and the only reason why it's a big deal where people are saying something and having a problem is because she's a bigger girl. No, I don't care if you're a petite little thing. Give me the smallest, hottest little person in the world. It's not right. You don't wear that. Liv, you're like the extreme feminist on the show. What do you think?
I mean, I thought it was just, God, I was just weird, like just a strange place to wear that at. Like, if you want to go to a club or something,
yeah,
or a bar, like you do you, or even like a late dinner or something, what you do you. But a basketball game on the sidelines, I just thought it was like very just a strange place to do it at.
Here's the question. If, you know, just someone random did the same thing, if it wasn't Lizzo, like the queen of the moment, would they be escorted out?
Of course.
If it was just like, you know, some lady that came in and was looking hot and was twerking on the side, I feel like they probably would have secured, I feel like they probably would have been taken out.
They wouldn't have been let in the building.
Right, but
because
it was Lizzo.
There's no way you'd be let in there.
They were like, oh, this is fun. She's a celebrity. You know, it's cool.
If you want to see the video, we have it tweeted. You can go to our Twitter at Joe and Mackenzie, so you can actually see the video of her twerking in this outfit.
All right, cool. Appreciate that. We have your chance right now to win a $100 Amazon gift card. All you got to do is call us, 833-563-2539. We'll play a little name 5 and 10 game, so you got to be fast on your feet. 833-563-2539. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Happy Tuesday morning. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. If you're not, it could be a lot better by winning a $100 Amazon gift card. Thanks to our friends at the CW. Tonight on the CW, you can tune into The Flash for part 3 of the Crisis on Infinite Earths, the ultimate crossover event of the year.
Woo! Woo-hoo! So a $100 gift card to Amazon. Who wants it?
All right, let's go to the phone, and we'll go to line number 7 this morning. Hey, is this Debbie?
It is. How are you guys?
Debbie! We're great. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic.
All right. Do you have confidence that you are going to acquire this gift card? Do you know DC Comics?
Not really, but I have confidence.
Okay, well, as you should. 50-50 shot of getting this correct.
Yeah,
so.
It's a true...
And I'm not in a thong, but I still have confidence.
There you go. I am in a thong, and I feel really confident. Here
he
we go.
Beautiful.
True or false, that's all you got to do. Here's your question. True or false, the first step in Oliver Queen becoming Arrow was a life-shattering crisis in which his family's yacht sank in the middle of the ocean, stranding him on an island of assassins. Is that true or is that false?
True.
Are you guessing true or do you know it's true?
I'm guessing true.
Well, Debbie, you're a great guesser because it is correct!
Yeah!
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
Debbie! Debbie!
Debbie! Hey, congratulations, Debbie, hooking you up with that $100 Amazon gift card. And by the way, don't miss a continuation of Crisis on Infinite Earths. Tonight, it's The Flash starting at 8 p.m. on Wish TV Channel 8. That's your home of the CW in Indy. And then at 7 o'clock, same time, on KIAH CW39 in Houston. Way to go.
Awesome. Thank you.
You are so, so welcome.
Nicely done.
Once again, shout out to the CW and DC Heroes for all these cool things, being able, we've given out tons, it's hundreds after hundreds after hundreds of Amazon gift cards.
Amazon, that's perfect because you can get everything you need.
I love it. All right, it is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Coming up in about 6 minutes, we will get into the tea with McKenzie. First, though, what is that?
It's your birthday! So happy birthday! I just got you a little prezzy. Obviously, we're going to do a gift exchange for the holidays. Do you hate having your birthday close to Christmas?
I do, because I get gypped. Everybody does. If your birthday is around Christmas in December, I wonder how it is for people in January. But yeah, like me being a Sagittarius, it is the worst life I've ever had to live. It's tough.
A little bag.
That is a little. That's not a little bag.
And I had it in the fridge all night, so it's a little
in
crinkled.
The fridge. Okay.
But you had to open this little present now because you have to dig into your present. The card's on top.
Oh hell yeah, Pimpin! I'll read
what
the card.
Right.
Hold on. Look at you now, you big sassy biatch. Happy birthday! Cheers to the best years yet. Love, McKenzie. Okay, I'm about to do my best.
Wait, how old are you?
34.
34, okay. Just curious.
This is just a little pre-birthday celebration. I wanted to wait till 8 a.m. I don't know why I thought that's appropriate, but it is. Because I feel like that's official most people's work days. So he has a six-pack of beer. So he can. It's your birthday. You do what you want.
Yeah.
I'll drive you home.
Should I chug it?
Yeah, yes! Chug it.
All right, do we want to get this on video?
Yes.
All right, oh, sorry, I don't want your mic.
My mic was runs off.
You know what I want for my birthday? Our equipment to work. I'm not saying our people don't do a good job because they're going to think I get all butt hurt. I'm not saying you. I just want our company to get us new stuff.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Can you crack that open?
Yeah, oh, I can totally crack it open. You want to see a cool way?
Yeah.
Right here, hold on.
Wow!
Boom.
Oh, look at it. It's so fun. The birthday boy!
All right, I'll probably get a burpee. It's not a can.
Chug. Birthday boy.
Birthday boy! Birthday boy! Birthday boy! Woo! Woo! Auntie birthday!
Did you finish it?
Someone just probably thought that was so gross.
Yeah.
He
was. Ew. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna throw
up. He was thirsty.
Sorry.
Wow. Happy birthday, Joe.
That's good. It's funny. I have beer in my beard now. Like, if anybody comes in, like, geez, Joe's an alcoholic.
When is the last time you chugged beer at 8 in the early, very, or before noon?
Probably like for like a tailgate, but it's been a while.
What's your day, honey? We got to start it off right.
Duh.
Thank you. Yeah. There we go. I got to work on my chugging ability. I'm not the greatest, but
I thought that was good. That was impressive.
That was impressive. Thank Andrew you. Chloe brought you a bang. You're probably going to die today.
Am I going to chug the bang too?
Six beers don't. And a bang.
I'm not trying to be gross. Hold on.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Right. This is the man who said he turned down his wife this morning getting busy for his birthday. Yeah.
Sounds like it should be the other way around.
Exactly.
Okay.
But we love you. Happy birthday.
Yes, we love you. Happy birthday.
Thank you for being the best Papa Pesh, the best freestyler.
Do you want to do a birthday flow later on in the show?
Oh, I don't know if I can. I'm going to have to chug a few
after
more of those beers.
After a few more of your beers?
I will have to do that. So,
get loose.
Is that video going to go up anywhere that you took?
Yes, we're going to put it up on Instagram at Joe and Mackenzie.
All right, cool. Then go check that on out there and cheer me on. Oh my gosh, we have so many people calling in. Do you think they're calling to wish me happy birthday, Mackenzie?
I hope so.
No, it's cool. I understand. You all want to win Maroon 5 tickets, and I don't blame you. Their 2020 tour is going to have Meghan Trainor. They're going to be all over the place. We're going to have them in Indy. They're going to be in Houston. And the cool thing is, everybody that wins this week here on Radio Now, you're qualified for the grand prize where you can see them anywhere.
Anywhere. This is so cool. So you get to see an amazing live show. Then you get a little vacay out of it. You get to pick a cool location. And this is all for you because we love you for listening. We want to spoil you rotten.
Okay, let's make it good. Let's get somebody on the phone and we'll play something that's going to need some mental capacity. Something I don't have a lot of. Let's go to Colleen. Hey, you're listening in Indy this morning on Radio Now 100.9. Are you ready to try to win these Maroon 5 tickets?
I am ready.
Okay, cool. Now, everybody else, hang on. I don't want you all to hang up thinking you don't have a chance. Now, while we hope Colleen wins, this is a tough one. This is called the Name 5 and 10 game.
Yeah, so basically, you have 60 seconds, correct, Joe?
No.
Only 10?
Yes. I told Mackenzie, it's a hard game.
Okay, you only have 10 seconds. You have to name 5 things. Do we say, we don't say the
We will
yet.
As soon as we begin.
Okay.
Okay? Are we ready to go? We'll kick it off with you, Colleen. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I got to turn down this music because we got to get serious. Here we go. Colleen, you have 10 seconds to name 5 things you'd see at a birthday party. Go.
Cake, candles, ice cream, balloons, presents.
Is correct. Look at you. Woo! Look at you, you little party starter, you. Congratulations.
Nice work.
We're hooking you up this morning, Colleen, with tickets to see Maroon 5 along with Meghan Trainor. That's awesome. Now, Mackenzie and I have been asking people because we want to know. Obviously, you got tickets to see them in town, but you also are now qualified for the grand prize, which is the flyaway. We're going to hook you up and send you to see them anywhere in the continental U.S. Where else would you go? Is there anywhere in particular you'd want to see them if they have a show there?
Yeah, like would you choose Vegas, maybe Miami, or I don't, you know, in one of their stops?
I would choose California.
Okay.
West Coast.
She wants to go to Cali.
Okay. Nobody said Ohio yet today. Interesting.
We're still waiting.
Still waiting for an Ohio winner. All right. Well, hey, hang on the line, Colleen. Everybody else is kind of upset they didn't win. Don't worry. We have more chances all this week here on Joe Mackenzie right around this time for you to get hooked up and for you to win. Coming up in about 2 songs or so, we've got the dummy of the day. And listen, you got to leave the whole sliding down the chimney thing to Santa. Can we just throw that out there?
Like,
if you're a guy or a girl, no matter what the reason, don't try to go down the chimney.
Chimneys, bad ideas.
No, we'll break that down and tell you what this dummy did coming up. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Okay, if you're going to be sliding down a chimney, you better be Saint Nick. because otherwise this might happen to you. You might be our dummy of the day. The fire department in Tucson, Arizona got a call on Friday afternoon. So not even at night, but just in the good old afternoon, maybe after happy hour.
Uh-oh.
People heard someone, Mackenzie, yelling for help from inside a vacant house. Help!
Oh my God. That's so creepy. I mean, obviously, if you're emergency service people, you got to rush in there.
Yeah, you got to do something. And it's like, well, what's going on in that vacant house? I can't even talk. I hope they're okay. It turned out a guy in his mid-30s tried to get in the house, not by breaking down a door or a window. He said, you know what I'll do? I'm a big fan of St. Nicholas. The guy tried sliding down the chimney. Has anybody ever gotten on top of the roof and looked at a chimney? Only Santa can get through that thing magically, because I don't even think it's like two feet by one. It's so small.
And it's so dirty.
I'm not even worried about the dirt. Mackenzie's like, yeah, it sits all over me. This is, it's going to ruin my jacket. But you're right, though. I don't care if you're a little beanpole. You're not sliding down that thing. And yeah, the dude, he got stuck. Firefighters, thankfully, were able to rescue him, and cops arrested the guy for trespassing. Imagine this, drug possession, and an outstanding warrant. But I don't understand. I wish they would have given me more details in the story I found. Like, why did he think, this is how I'll get into the vacant building?
This is a good idea. Can you imagine, though, that conversation between, like, people were like, do you hear something? Like, like in the distance? Helping.
No.
I'm glad they were like, nah, forget it.
That right there is your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
I just had to look into this, but maybe you know more about this, Mackenzie, or Liv does. Has anybody seen like the LOL dolls, I think they're called? And there's like now, I think, an LOL surprise doll.
Yes. Well, they're LOL surprise dolls, and now there's boys.
Oh,
there's something
only
a little extra that comes with the boy dolls.
Really?
Okay. They're not like Ken dolls. They're they have like anatomy, and they are, they got little stuff down there.
They're packing the heat.
Well, they're packing it?
So to speak.
Okay, cool. I want to talk more about this and get everybody's thoughts, what they think about this, because it is, like you're saying, a little bit different than the way things used to be with like Ken dolls.
It's like a surprise in the LOL surprise.
There's your surprise. 833-563-2539 for you to get in the conversation. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes. We're Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
You know, growing up as a young boy, I never really played with dolls.
What about like G.I. Joes and stuff?
I did like me some G.I. Joes. That was legit back in the day. I did some of that. But I guess if you consider that dolls for sure, then maybe I did. I have to retract what I said. But it's very interesting to see this, and I think you all saw this too. LOL like dolls. We all know what those are, right? Very popular, Mackenzie?
Yes, very popular. My little Lucy, she is 9 now. She was super into them last year. It was all the rage. She still has a ton of them. So LOL surprise dolls, they come in all different things. So typically, if you just get like one, they come in a ball, and it's like a surprise what doll you get, and then they have different accessories.
Okay, well, now I hear there's a whole new surprise. What's going on with these LOL dolls?
Well, one of Liv's friends is a mom of a 6 and 8-year-old, and she's joining us now, and she has discovered something with the new LOL surprise boy dolls.
And we're going to call you Anonymous. Hello, Anonymous.
Hi there.
Hey, so what's going on with the dolls, and have you actually bought any, or what's your experience?
Yeah, so like you guys said, I have an 8 and a 6-year-old, and they are obsessed. They love these dolls. That's what they want for Christmas. That's what they want for, like, spend their money on. And, you know, for $10, they get the surprise, and it's super fun. So they have new lines now, and they have a direct boy line, which is cool. Like, that's great to be inclusive and have that availability. But also with their newer, I don't know what you call them, lines of dolls, I guess, or their newer styles, they have boys mixed in, and they're surprise dolls, so you don't know what you're going to get. So you open it up, and it's like
it's, it can be really, really fun for kids and really awful. There's been tears in our house because they get repeat dolls, but that's just part of it. Like, it's you like gotta get over that part.
Being with a real boy, you just never know what you're gonna get. It's a surprise.
Yeah. And it's full of tears.
Well, okay, yeah, so. I mean, I've got an 8- and a 6-year-old girl, so they're full of drama. So anyway, so at Halloween, they got little dolls, and you know, they were super excited, and it was, we've never had this happen, but they got the same doll, which has never happened to us, and it happened to be a boy. So no big deal. Like, the boy ones are kind of weird looking anyway. I mean, the whole doll thing in general, they're all very weird, but the kids love them. And so they got the boy dolls, and I happened to look down, and they love to take the clothes off. Well, they come naked anyway, and you put the clothes on them, and then you see if you dip them in water and see if they color change or they cry or whatever. I don't know. It's all very weird. So anyway, the girls were putting the clothes on the boys, and I happened to notice that it had, like, male genitalia.
Yeah, so like, they're anatomically very correct.
Yes, like, it was very graphic. And I will say, even the girls, I mean, these are dolls that you can put in water. So, like, any dolls that you can put in water need to have a drainage hole. And so, like, there's yeah, a hole in all of them at the bottom. No big deal, right? So the girl ones are smooth and they just have a hole. But this was so bizarre because the boy one is raised and it comes out of the doll, the hole, and then it has two very round balls.
So it has a twig and berries, basically. They have teeny yes, weenies. And it's weird because, like you said, like Ken dolls, which I grew up with, are smooth. There is nothing there. And that, it was fine. But, you know, but these little ones, they actually are anatomically correct, which is kind of interesting.
It's just bizarre.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, these dolls are so small in the first place. And I have to say that I was, like, super shocked. And it's not that I'm not afraid to have that conversation with my children. I just think it's bizarre. It's just bizarre to be having these anatomically correct dolls that they don't have for the girls. The girls don't have the anatomy parts. It's just a hole there. So it was very shocking. So I just kind of let it slide, and I just wanted to see if the girls would notice it. Well, later on that day, my one daughter, who's 6, who's in kindergarten, leans over to me and says, "Mom, this boy has a different private part than I do." And then that stirred up all the stuff. And my daughter, my older daughter, who's in 3rd grade, was like, "Mom, they have 3 parts and we only have 1. So it was just very shocking. And I was very annoyed about it, just because, like, here they're playing with these dolls. Like you said, a Ken doll is smooth. Even a Barbie doll is smooth. Like, it's not exactly, it doesn't show all of the graphical
right,
parts of the breast. So it was just very shocking. And I took them back to Target, and they had no problem giving us different dolls. And we ended up getting another boy. So I just left it.
Of course you did.
We threw it away.
That's the thing. No, there's so many forums. Like, mommies are blogging and making comments. They're like, why does my 5-year-old little girl's doll have a teeny weeny? Why is this necessary? Like, twig and berries. They're just wondering why they've gone this route. LOL dolls.
Hey, Anonymous, thank you for calling in and sharing your experience. That's very interesting.
Hey, no problem.
You have a good one. 833-563-2539. I understand, like how that could be awkward, but isn't that a kind of a good thing that maybe they can help start the dialogue and explain it in a very easy way? Like,
oh,
well, this doll has this because he's a boy, and boys have this. And girls, oh, well, they only have this one thing because that's a girl, and that's what you have.
I just think, too, maybe it's weird because I feel like normally parents know when they're going to have that conversation, and it's kind of on their time. And so for it to just be like a shock and be like, oh, well, this is happening way earlier than maybe I wanted it to.
But I think it's good because often parents say that they're going to do a conversation on their own, and they wait too late.
I think the weird thing is just that the girls are not anatomically correct. Like, just the little boy surprises.
Well, wait, okay, do you want a full thing right there? Do they really need to do all of that?
Well, but you know, it's just weird. Like, why wouldn't they just make it every
And to be
doll?
Fair, if you've not seen what the guy looks like, that's not exactly correct. There's not a huge, okay, just throwing that out there.
They're very small. Probably makes you feel good about yourself, Joe.
It does. I'm twice that. Lauren, good morning. You're on Joe
hey,
McKenzie.
Good morning.
What do you think about these LOL dolls?
So my six-year-old is, like, obsessed with LOL dolls, and she has every different style and type. And so naturally, when the boys came out, I had to, like, special order it from Target just so she could have one. And I didn't notice it, and she didn't notice it, or if she did, she didn't say anything. And so I just found out about that last week, and I was kind of shocked and mortified. But at the same time, I can kind of, I'm not justifying it, but I understand why they did it. Because all of the LOL dolls either do four things. They either pee, cry, spit, or color change. So in the world we live in these days, if they were to just make it smooth, then I know there would be riots about it, about why are they not anatomically correct, and why are they making them look the same as girls. And but in my perspective, I just took the boy doll away and threw it in the trash, and we will make sure we get no more little boy dolls.
Wait, okay. Hold on. Here's my question, though. Because it's a boy, you threw it in the trash. That makes no sense. Why? Why are you getting rid
because
of a boy doll?
I don't want her to see that.
Why? How old is she?
She's six.
But is she really going to be staring at that? It's just a doll. It's a boy doll.
I don't know, but I know she, in school, I'm sure it's going around, and I'm sure people are talking about it and stuff, and so I just don't want her to see it.
Okay, Lauren. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And I'm not attacking Lauren either, and that's I understand where you're coming from, but maybe it's because I'm a guy. I don't get, like, you explain it, you move on, and it's, like, a great learning thing, but, like, two or three people now are like, oh, I threw the doll away.
Trash.
A boy doll? Hell no, not in this household.
Garbage.
Am I totally missing the point? Because I could be. 833-563-2539.
I think, you know, maybe they just don't have the convo yet with their kindergarten about testicles.
Well, what awkward
know.
Conversation do you like, oh, we just throw babies in the garbage. That's not an awkward conversation. We'll talk to you next. It's Joe McKenzie. Oh, no, we throw that baby in the garbage. Not awkward.
Oh, you touch my ta-la-la. My ding-ding-dong.
That was random.
Where is that from? I love it.
No, you're going to love the dance song. Hey, we're talking real quick, a few more calls, about these LOL surprise dolls that have male genitalia if it's a boy. And the thing that really surprised me is we had people already calling in. They're like, oh, yeah, if it was a boy doll, we had to throw them away.
Trash.
Can't let my daughter see the twigs and berries, the frank and beans. I just think it's to me, it's an interesting thing whether you want to have it or not. I think it's an easy way to have a controlled conversation where you can talk to your kids, even just a very basic thing. You don't have to do the birds and the bees, just saying boys have these parts, girls have these parts.
But you can imagine as a mommy, when you walk in and your five-year-old is playing with this little teeny weenie on this doll, you're like,
Yeah, no, right? I can get that. Let's go to Angela this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think?
I actually think it's a good idea because it doesn't come as a surprise to the children. My mom gave my daughter, before she started school, the talk. And I thought, hey, wait a minute, this is my job. And it was too soon. But it turns out it was a good thing because when she started school, she got flashed. So she already knew what it was, and it, you know, didn't surprise her, and it didn't stop her from anything. So to me, it's a good idea and a good way to help, you know, the kids, because I think the parents are more uptight about it than the children. It's like, okay, what is that? They move on.
No, I think you're right there. And I think if you just say, like, well, this is what it is, like, okay, whatever, bye.
Right.
I think you're so afraid they're going to ask, like, wiener, 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 wiener. Like, no, it's cool.
Bless her heart, though. She got flashed at school.
No kidding.
That's not right.
Like, what was that little kid thinking? That's wrong. Let's go to Michelle this morning. Hey, Michelle, you're on Joan McKenzie. What do you want to say?
Oh, I just have no idea why it's such a big deal. I think it desensitizes children to it, and I think it's a good thing. I mean, my daughter is five, and she has a little brother, and he's two. And I don't know. She's just always seen him naked, and we've always told him what those parts were. And I don't know. I just don't understand why it would be a big deal. She doesn't even care. She sometimes says it's disgusting, but other than that.
Well, hey, you can tell her as an adult woman, she'll probably say the same thing. That's what my wife says. So thank you, Michelle, for calling. And we'll go to Amber this morning on Joan McKenzie, talking about these LOL surprise dolls, which now, as a boy, they actually have a little pronounced genitalia.
Twig and berries.
I don't really know how I feel about it. I didn't realize they had that. But I have a fourth grade daughter who's 10, and she hasn't had that talk yet as far as, like, the boys, girls and all that comes next year. So if I had a younger child, I probably wouldn't like it to be a surprise. But she's seen nephews and things, other boys get their diaper changed. So she wouldn't be shocked by it. But I think everything's been so
sexualized already. I think I would be more protective over my daughter having that doll. And I don't know. If I had a boy, I'd be cool with it because that's what he looks like. And if boys play with those, I can see a reason for why can't I have a doll that looks like me. But I feel like I would probably, if it looks weird, I would not be comfortable with my daughter playing with it.
Okay, Amber.
Good point. Yeah. How ironic is it that these are LOL surprise dolls?
Yeah, there's
that
a surprise.
Have the surprise.
Bethany, we'll wrap things up with you. What did you want to say?
I just think that it's something totally normal. I have a 6-year-old daughter. She's obsessed. It's the first thing she noticed when she opened the doll. And because she has a 8-year-old brother, and it's something that, you know, at any age, you know, once children start asking why this, why that, I mean, we can't limit their, you know, education, and we have to educate them, especially in the world we are today where they're stuck online on YouTube all the time. They might run into something bizarre because the parents aren't always watching.
I think that's a good point, Bethany. Hey, thank you for the call. All right, I know it's time. Here we go. We're getting into the tea with Mackenzie.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time. The 77th annual Golden Globe Awards will be held on January 5th at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in L.A. Ricky Gervais will be back hosting.
He's
took
a good
break.
Host.
He's the best host. He is amazing. So nominations just came out. A lot of Netflix shows, like streaming services, led the pack. Watchmen, Game of Thrones were among some of the biggest snubs. So that was kind of shocking. J-Lo got her first nomination in like 20 years. The last time was for Selena, but she was nominated for Hustlers, and here she is.
Hi, guys. I'm just waking up, and I just heard that I got nominated for Best Supporting Actress for a Golden Globe. Oh my God, it's been 20 years since I was nominated for Selena. I just want to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press Association for this incredible honor. I am humbled and so excited to be recognized for this role as Ramona in Hustlers. Thank you so much. And I'll see you at the Globes.
This is so cool. So she'll be taking on Margot Robbie, Laura Dern, Annette Bening, Kathy Bates, all nominated for actress in a supporting role for a motion picture.
Wow.
Okay, so some of the movies for best drama, 1917, The Irishman, taking on Joker, Marriage Story, and Two Popes.
Why do I never see any of the movies that are ever nominated?
I want to see a bunch of these before. Best Actor, Christian Bale, taking on Antonio Banderas, Adam Driver, Joaquin Phoenix, and Jonathan Pryce.
Let's do like a watch party. Like we'll all go out to the movie theater, or we'll all like try to download it at somebody's like place.
I feel like we really need to. For animated film, Frozen 2 is against How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, Lion King, Missing Link, and Toy Story 4. So that's always like a fun category.
I haven't seen any of those movies either.
Well, Jack Black has a few Golden Globes under his belt. He is so fun. He was talking to Jimmy Kimmel about how he gets his French fans to fall in love with him.
Jennifer Lawrence at the Oscars. Remember when she was walking up the stairs to accept her Oscar and she like tripped and fell, and then America just fell in love with her. And so then at all the premieres, I've just been like just like tripping on the way up the stairs on purpose, but it looks real.
Oh.
And then the French are like, oh, Jack Black, we love him more.
I love him so much. And by the way, Joe, he just had a birthday. He just turned 50.
Dang. See, I don't think Jack Black's 50. I feel
I know.
He's like my age, but way more successful.
And you're 52, so happy birthday.
Thank you. Bring on that AARP cartoon.
Well, Pete Freight's a former college baseball player who's battled with Lou Gehrig's disease. Made me to him the face of ALS. Ice Bucket Challenge has passed away at the age of 34. But what a life. What a legacy. He raised more than $200 million worldwide. Did you do the Ice Bucket Challenge?
I did.
Yeah, I remember
that was
doing
a fun
it back
challenge.
In the day.
I'm proud to take the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Ice Bucket Challenge for ALS.
Oh,
ooh, that was cold.
I remember that, just hearing that's a feeling. So of
we
course.
Need more challenges like that instead of like, challenge you to hit yourself in the head with a hamburger. Like,
we
let's do some
do.
Good ones to raise some money for really needy causes.
Yeah, so what an amazing man. Of course, all of our thoughts and prayers to his family and friends, and he will be remembered and missed greatly. Well, the beef continues. Nick Cannon blasting Eminem in this new diss track called The Invitation, and we have some for you now.
Number will be monitored and recorded.
Check this out, Eminem, whatever your name is, right? You know, I don't never do no talking, but
Nick and fam, this is your invitation, man, to prove to everybody else what you're about, what it takes all. Eminem for this.
All right. So
that's all I'm getting? I don't get any of the rap? I don't get any of the verse. I don't hear any. Oh, come on. I need more.
That was just a little tease. So Eminem dissed him, like, about Mariah and his baby mama, calling him, like, a little bee, a little hoe. I don't know. So the beef is going back and forth. I would not want to make Eminem mad. I feel like, I mean, but Chris, I don't know. Nick Cannon, who do you think would win in a cage fight?
Oh, Oh, a real fight? I don't know. A rap battle, Eminem would kill him.
A rap battle, real battle, Fortnite battle, whatever you want to do, Eminem's going to destroy Nick Cannon.
Oh, Eminem. I mean, he's like, and then he replied on Twitter. He's like, you mad, bro? Stop lying on my beep. I never had a chauffeur, you bougie beep. I mean, so it's not going to end nicely is what I'm saying.
Somebody has to die. All right, well, I look forward to hearing the rest of that track.
Yes. I kind of like when there's celebrity beef.
Oh, I did too. When everybody gets along in life, like, at least for me, I'm like, boring. Where's the beef? Mackenzie, kind of exciting. You got asked out on a first date.
I did, but here's the thing. It's to his company Christmas party. Is that weird?
It's a little weird, but you're going to go, right?
I don't know.
All right, I want to hear more about this, and we're going to get your thoughts if Mackenzie should go or what she should do. Coming up in about 10 minutes, you can get into the conversation, 833-563-2539. We're Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. That is going to wrap up a fun-filled birthday edition of Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now 100.9. How's
birthday,
everybody feeling?
Birthday boy, the question is how you feel and how many beers have you had?
I've had three
you
Budweisers.
You don't have to disclose that if you don't want.
No, that's cool. That's cool. I'll probably get an Uber home now. Just keep this party going. No, I'm feeling good. It's been quite the amazing day. Thanks for all the love on Instagram for that. Joe and Mackenzie, if you want to drop some on there, you certainly can. JoeMackenzie.com if you missed anything on the show today. You can also check it out. Blogs, podcasts, it's all up there.
It's all good. So what are your birthday plans? You get to do whatever you want. It's your B-Day.
Gonna do it real low-key. Tonight when my wife does get home, I think we might set up the Christmas tree. We have to do it soon. I mean, Christmas is like 2 weeks away.
It's in 15 days.
Oh, buddy.
I have so much shopping to do.
I know. That's stressful.
I have officially done all of my Christmas shopping.
I haven't even started yet for anybody. My mom, my grandma, my wife, my family, nobody.
I normally always like wait until the very, very, very last minute. So I'm very proud of myself of just getting it done. And I will say Amazon was the majority of where I did all of my shopping.
I had breaking news earlier this morning, like literally at 6, my little girl Lucy was asking Santa for a chinchilla out of the blue. And now she decided last night, no, mommy, I found out they're nocturnal. And I don't want one.
What a smart kid.
To what I said, phew. Because I found out they lived 10 years. And I don't really even know much about chinchillas. But so anyway, I have more shopping to do. But that was a nice relief.
Intern Clo Money, I assume you're coming in tomorrow. But you are facing the box of shame. So what are you doing before then?
Praying. Quitting. I don't know. One of the two. I'm just kidding.
That's what we all do every morning.
I've got a final today that I need to get to. Then I've got to study for my finals for the rest of the week.
Awesome. And what about you, Liv the Web Girl? What do you got going on?
I'm still kind of nursing this cold. My voice is still not back to normal, and my throat is still kind of weird, and I've got a cough. So I'm just going to try to nurse this cold. I'm going to just try to get as much rest as possible because I have a very busy end of the week, and I've got a very busy week next week. So I'm just really trying to rest and get back to health and maybe do some laundry.
All right. Well, hey, we can't do any of that fun stuff unless we get on out of here and make some room, I believe, for Grizel today, filling in for Jules, who I think is on vacation. I don't know. Like I said, I've had a bunch of beer, so I don't know what's happening around here. But hey, tomorrow, another chance at 8:30 on Joe Mackenzie for you to win tickets to see Maroon 5. And then if you're the grand prize winner, you get to fly away and see them anywhere you want in the continental U.S.
And they are everywhere. I just thought that they're doing New Year's Eve, Mandalay Bay. They're going to be doing some pre-like Super Bowl stuff. I mean, they're going to be everywhere. So pick a warm destination so you can get a vacay out of it as well.
Yeah, like Ohio.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah.
Or somewhere better.
Nebraska. Yeah. All right, well, hey, none of that's possible unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, intern Chloe Money, and producer Pork Chop, who's enjoying some well-deserved time off, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.